It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And I hope you can listen to this entire conversation. It's pretty serious here. We are a family. Even though we fight like crazy, we still do care about each other. We still do love each other, and we feel the same way about you, and hopefully you feel the same about us. And Porkchop said, hey, I don't like usually everything to be about me on the show, but could I have a few minutes just to talk about something? It's kind of been weighing on me. And Porkchop, I guess I'll kind of just turn the mic over, and what did you want to talk about or share or bring up this morning on the show?
Well,
so I guess your mic should be on. That would help.
Thank you. The reason I want to talk about this is because it's really important because I didn't know I was sick, and I actually almost died and didn't even realize it. And it was because I was very stubborn and I just never wanted to go to the doctor. At the time, I was 18 years old. You know, I was young. I was in college. I had jobs. I was actually way more fit than I am now. And I was like, yeah, I don't need to ever go to the doctor for any reason. I'm fine.
Live the so, web girl, he was fit. Quit shaking your head. There's no way that's possible. I've seen photos. He was a good-looking dude.
And the same with, like, my dad. He was just never one to go to the doctor. So if you're one of those people, like, just go to your doctor. Get a checkup once every year. And here's why. So this all started, like I said, in 2009. I was 18 years old. And I was in college. I was working two jobs. I was a volunteer firefighter. So I worked a lot. I was always very tired. I was always very thirsty. I would drink a lot of water, and like a lot of water. And I had a friend who had diabetes, and she was like, Chops, like you drink a lot of water. I have diabetes, and that's a symptom. Like, you should go get checked. I was like, no, I'm fine. So some time went on, and she's like, no, really? Like, and she kept pushing me, and it was close to finals. It was like December time in college. I was a sophomore, and I was like, no, I got to finish my finals. And so finally, she was just like, look, dude, go. So I was like, fine, I'll go to the doctor. And I didn't even have a family doctor yet.
Ooh.
So I went, found a family doctor. I was like, yeah, I drink a lot of water and I'm tired, but I mean, I work a lot. So the doctor was like, all right, let's get some blood work. So I get the blood work done and he calls me back laughing. He's like, oh, like there's no way. He was like, what, did you fast before your test? And I was like, no, actually, I literally had a sub right before it. He's Ooh. Like, okay, why don't you get the blood work again tomorrow? And this time fast for 12 hours.
Oh, why didn't they tell you that in the first place?
I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to know that, but I'd just never been to a
doctor.
I hate
when they do that. Like, yeah, how are we supposed to know?
Right.
And by the way, fasting is the worst thing. I'm like, 12 hours without eating?
Yeah.
Why are you putting me through hell, doctor? Why?
So I went and got the test done again, and he calls me the next day and says, I need you to come into the office. And I'm like, okay, like, no big deal, whatever. I was like, well, actually, I'm in school right now, like, and I have another final. Should I just come now? And he was like, yes. I'm like, okay. So I go to the doctor, and he says, all right, I got your blood work back, and something's kind of high. He's like, it's actually so high that something specific was so high. He said he's never seen it this high in a person that's alive.
What?
Yeah, in his 30 years of medical experience.
What was it?
I'll tell you in 2 seconds. So then he says, all right, you have to go to the hospital. I'm like, oh, okay, let me call Papa John's. Let me call Applebee's. I'll have to reschedule something. Maybe I should go take my last final. You know, I'll let my professor know. And he's like, you don't get it, kid. The ambulance is on the way.
What? An ambulance?
I'm like, ambulance? Dude, I just drove here. Like, please don't call an ambulance. I can drive to the hospital. And he's like, no, you can't.
This guy is responsible for 95% of all of your debt.
Yeah, I know. You need come back and get this guy.
Luckily, at the time, I was 18, so that was still all on my parents' insurance.
Oh, okay, good.
But anyways, so I go to the hospital. Turns out that you've got these things. Okay, everyone knows what a thyroid is, right?
Yeah, I think mine's broken. That's why I'm fat, right?
Yeah, it regulates like metabolism, helps with your body temperature, things like that. Well, there's something else called parathyroids. There's no relation. They're just called parathyroids because they're very close to your thyroid. You've got four of them.
I never even have heard of a parathyroid.
Me neither.
They're supposed to be the size of a pea or kind of like the end of your pinky tip there. And their job is to regulate calcium in your body. So what they do is they're like a gatekeeper. They take calcium out of your bones and they put it in your blood. Like, that's a good thing. And they also create PTH, that's called parathyroid hormone. So it's a hormone in your body that, you know, helps with a bunch of things. So anyways, your calcium is supposed to be between 8 to 10, like deciliters per liter or something like that.
Yeah, whatever the unit is, 8 to 10 is
right,
the number you want.
8 to 10. low is 2.5, that could like stop your heart, and a 16 is the like absolute highest that'll give you like a heart attack and like then you're in a coma and then you just die.
Ugh.
Mine was a 15.9.
Oh my God,
dude! What?
No wonder he wanted to get you in an ambulance and send you out immediately.
Yeah, like I had no idea. Like I thought it was healthy. I was fine.
Okay.
I mean, besides being tired and thirsty all the time, like that was my only issue. So what they did was they did a bunch of scans. They determined that I had a benign tumor on one of my parathyroids. So I went into surgery. They removed the parathyroid, and boom, good. So everything was good, right? Now let's fast forward a little bit. So seeing an endocrinologist for 3 years, everything was fine. Everything was good. I moved to San Diego and I asked him, I was like, hey, before I move, like, should I get another endocrinologist? He's like, you should, but I mean, like, you're good and you're young. And this, it's called, by the way, hypercalcemia and hyperparathyroidism. And it's only common in women like 50 years and older.
Oh my God. So pork chop's a woman. That's what his announcement is.
I knew it. Uh-huh. I knew it.
So, I mean, like, this is super rare. And especially for an 18-year-old guy like me. So anyways, 3 years goes by, I move to San Diego, time goes on. Let's fast forward to just in August, like that past last year. It's actually May. So I was working out and at the gym, and I got really faint. And my friend was like, hey, man, I almost passed out, but I didn't. He said, hey, man, like, you should go to a doctor, like, check all your stuff, your, you know, glucose. Yeah, yeah, that stuff. Okay. Blood pressure and all that. And so I was like, nah, I'm fine. He's like, no, really. So I was like, fine, I'll go. So I go back. It turns out, like, my calcium's a 10.7. Remember, anything over a 10 is considered high.
Yeah.
And then my other thing, the PTH, parathyroid hormone, that's supposed to be between 10 and 65. Mine was 200.
Holy smokes.
And they said what that means is that you've been living with a benign tumor for a long time.
Ooh.
And I was like, no, that's impossible because I had it removed. So I had to get another scan. They go in there and found out like it's worse. Like they said the parathyroid grew back, the one they took out, and it grew back with the benign tumor.
Benign means not cancerous, right?
But they said you can't diagnose a parathyroid tumor to be cancerous or not. They're not sure, so they just call them all benign.
So then what happened recently?
So the same thing basically happened again. He said the parathyroid grew back and it got worse. Like the tumor, benign tumor got worse. So this time in August, I had to have surgery again, and they removed half of my thyroid just to be safe because it was so bad, and they removed three parathyroids. So now I have one parathyroid left.
What happens if you run out?
Well, I'll get there. So, I asked them those questions, and there's a whole bunch of, you should be good for at least another 20 years till we even have to revisit this. He's like, there's new technology where you could take it the last one out of your neck, put it in your arm. He's like, there's also a new PTH pill, but it's like really expensive, but he's like, you should be fine. So I was like, okay, no problem. So in December, that just passed 4 months ago, I got my 3-month checkup, got some blood work, and it was a little high. Not dangerously high. He's like, oh, it's a new calibration of the new normal. Like, you'll be fine. It'll go back down. I'm like, okay. So, like, at that point, my calcium was 9.2, and my PTH was 114. So, remember, that's supposed to be between 10 and 65.
Yeah,
so
that's still really high.
So, then just a month ago, I did my 6-month checkup, got my blood work back, calcium's 9.7, and PTH is 130. Remember? And the high end's supposed to be 65. So, and now this, I just moved here, so I got a new doctor, and he's like, yeah, dude, like, your levels are high. I'm like, what the heck? I only have one parathyroid left! And he says, all right, well, let's get you an endocrinologist, and we'll see what they say. So I'm going to see an endocrinologist here, and that's literally today at 1:20.
Ooh.
So I have a doctor appointment, and I'm going to tell him the whole story. Like, I'm going to say I got one left. What? Like, you can't just take it out. Like, what are we going to do?
Well, can you donate a what is it called again?
Parathyroid.
Can Alex donate a parathyroid to you?
I mean, I don't think so, but I mean, ask Alex. Donate a parathyroid. No, I don't think that's a thing. I mean, I could ask, but
well,
it's
a
very easy surgery. The first one was only 20 minutes, but the second one was 3 hours because they had to take out half my thyroid.
What they say is you get rid of all your parathyroids, then all you have left is hemorrhoids.
Yeah, and those, I mean, which one do you want? No. So,
I do have one more thing to say. So, in case you're curious, like, oh my gosh, like, do I have this? I want to tell you what the symptoms are real quick. So the symptoms are. Now, don't go crazy just because I
you're
say
you're going to scare everybody now. This, it's like WebMD time.
I mean, some of these are pretty common in a lot of people. But anyways, so like depression, anxiety, brain fog, confusion, memory loss.
This is not good.
If you're always like very, very, very thirsty, if you're very tired, if your bones hurt, if you kind of just... Because it takes so much calcium out of your bones and puts it in your blood that your bones are losing calcium.
Ew.
And that's bad. So you're always just very tired. The way I described it to Liv the other day is like imagine you're hunched over and your hands are down and you're walking really slow like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I feel. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm tired. I take a nap, I wake up, I'm tired. So, I don't know.
How
yeah,
are you?
Kind of what I'm dealing with right now.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. Your appointment's later today.
Yes.
How are you feeling, man? Like,
I mean,
what are you thinking?
I feel blessed because I have such a natural high on life that I don't really feel the depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So like, thank God there. But as far as the brain fog and memory loss, I mean, let's be real. How many times have I said something to you guys and I'm sure I've already told you? Or sometimes do I just seem stupid? It's not because I'm stupid. It's because like, I forget things or the brain fog.
I mean, so, you can keep telling yourself that.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, that's been going on since I'm younger.
I guess, so right now I feel okay. It's just the biggest thing is waking up tired and it stinks. I want to go to the doctor. I hope they say there's something they could do and I just want to get better. Because after my surgery in August, like I felt good. I felt good until December when I noticed like things were getting high again. And then it just, yeah. So the main point of the story, which I think we have Jordan on the phone that wants to say the same thing, is just even though if you think you're healthy, just go get checked.
Hey, Jordan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We'll kind of wrap things up right now with Porkchop sharing what's going on with him. What did you want to say?
Hey, so I am a medical professional in town, and I just wanted to applaud Porkchop for going and getting checked. But in general, like he was saying, if just listen to your body. If anything ever feels off, you know, any family doctor, primary care doctor, PA, nurse practitioner is going to run like a pretty standard set of labs to check your electrolytes, like your calcium, your kidney tests, your blood sugar, your liver function, your thyroid, just kind of these basic markers, your blood count, make sure you don't have anemia or leukemia or something like that. And we get a lot of information from those tests really quickly that we can rule a lot of these things out, because if they're normal, then nothing's going on. And if not, then we can do other tests to figure it out. So going to the doctor shouldn't be scary. We're there to help you. Also, men get undiagnosed testicular cancer a lot of times because they don't know that testicular cancer is more common when you're younger. So late teens, 20s, 30s, that's the main time for testicular cancer.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yep, and that's typically the time that guys think they don't need to go to the doctor. So,
see, I'm the opposite of a lot of guys. Like, I'm going to my doctor today, and I'm not even. It's just a follow up, but I'm like, hey, would you mind putting on the glove? You know, just give me
exactly.
a little, give me a poke.
I of mean, course.
Good grief.
Well, sorry, I care about my health, Alex. Maybe you should care about yours. All right, no, for real though, thank you for the call, Jordan, and Porkchop. Thank you for sharing, man. Definitely going to be praying for you, and. I don't know, man. It's really brave of you to share that, man, because I didn't even realize your whole story.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how stressed out you are. Usually you're pretty, you're anxious, but you're pretty cool, though, too. You're level-headed.
Yeah.
So hopefully everything's going to be good for you, though.
And I'm curious, too, if anyone's, like, ever dealt with anything like this, like hyperparathyroidism, DM me on Instagram. I'd love to hear your story. I'm at Producer Porkchop.
Now, is there any chance this could come back?
Time to run inside!
Oh, I totally forgot that part. The doctor, he accidentally injured my vocal cords for my surgery most recently, and for 2 months I lost my voice.
Porkchop sounded like this when he interviewed for the Joe and Alex show. He sent us a video.
Time to run inside!
I was like, you know what? We don't need a producer after all. We're good.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.